Psalm 34, verses 12 through 14, and it starts off asking us a question. And I have this in the Living Bible, but I know that we probably only have the King James on the computer, but whatever Bible you have with you, it pretty much reads the same. But the question is, do you want a good long life? How many would like that? Only four of us? What are the rest of you looking for? Huh? Don't you want a good long life? Yes? Okay. Well, here's what the Word tells us to do. Watch your tongue. Wow, that's awesome. The very first thing that the Holy Spirit spoke through the writer. If you want a good long life, watch what you speak. Watch what you say, because you become what you confess. Keep your lips from lying. Be truthful with people. Be honest. Turn from all known sin. Now, this is really important for us as believers, that Jesus has forgiven us. But it doesn't do us any good to go back and revisit our past and let it dictate or control our future. Once we've I like what Peter said, that going back to our old life is like a dog returning to its own vomit. That's pretty graphic. And I can get a word picture of that, because in my life we've had a few dogs as pets, and that's not a pretty picture. Spend your time in doing good. These are just little things built in these three verses. Spend your time doing good. We can do a lot of things with our time, but learning to be responsible for the time that we have is good practice, because we always do what we put first. And so however you organize your day, set out to do good that day. Try to live in peace with everyone. I find that can be very challenging at times. And I guess the thing that's helped me the most is I tend not to let that stuff get down on the inside of me. There's an amazing, I don't know how to describe this to you, but I feel like often I'm in a spiritual bubble boy. And if you remember the movie Bubble Boy, where he was in that enclosed container and he had to be fed and everything in there because he had no immune system. Well, oftentimes I get this picture of myself being in that bubble. And it's like the protection that we have in the Lord. It's His grace, it's His mercy, it's His compassion. But it's part of who He is. And when and we're admonished in the Scriptures to recognize Him. And how many places have you read that He cares for us, He looks out for us, He has our back, He has our best interest in mind. And so I find it a very peaceful place, because outwardly there's peace, but it's kind of scattered about. But we can be at peace and still be effective as believers. When you think about everywhere you go, you bring God's favor. Everywhere you go, you bring His love. You bring His peace. You bring His joy. You wreck a good pity party if you show up uninvited. The last thing a person wants at a pity party is me with my big grin, because I'll just tear up that party in about 5 seconds. I don't know if that's a bad example or not, but it's true. This is just really practical things. You know, a lot of times we read, and as we grow, we want more. We want to go deeper and understand. But if you just think about the Holy Spirit inspired this to be written. it's the depth to it when you think about try to live in peace with everyone. Jesus is our Prince of Peace, and we have his peace. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit, which I like to call the evidence of the indwelling Holy Spirit. There should be peace in our lives. And there's always opportunities to lose it or look in other places for it. But it's an inner peace. I've come to the conclusion that God's not freaking out about anything. And so if I have that same spirit, and the Bible says we do, we have the same spirit in us that raised Christ from the dead, dwelling in us, there's like a compass on the inside of us now. And one of those compasses is these little things on this list that are already listed. I'm just reading it like it is. Oh, and it says, and work hard at it. Once you find peace, learn how to keep it. Don't let it go. Hold on to it. Because you might be the only calm person in a room full of people that don't have what you have. And they get caught up in stuff. And they don't know how to stand. But you have it. I'd like to come back to a couple of these. Watch your tongue. That is so important. And every time we do that in-depth study on our words, it seems like for about 6 months we're all paranoid to open our mouths and say anything. And because words matter, words create. And oftentimes it's connected with our peace. If you want to have a good neighbor, be one. A lot of people know us by what we speak, what we say, and whether we keep our word or not. So that's a big topic in and of itself. But if you want a good long life, that really popped out at me, that the first thing that was spoken after that question was, watch what we say. If you're a person who speaks death and doom and gloom all the time, you'll find that your joy meter will probably be pretty low. If you had a joy meter, it would be... I've noticed that people get what they say. And then they brag to you. I've used my dad, one of the things that he said many years ago, and he got what he spoke. It was back when people would get their Social Security at the age of 65. And I always heard him as a kid. He would always say, I'll probably never live to collect a penny of it. I've been given into this all ever since I started working. I'll probably never get to collect a penny. Well, he died 2 days before his 65th birthday because he got what he said. I know that's not a very good example, but it's a very powerful example because you know what? He believed what he said. Gosh, I've known people that said, I'm going to live to be 100, and they made it well into their 90s. Or they would learn to confess the word of God over their lives, words of life instead of words of death. And all of these things are incorporated in this. Watch what we speak. I can take a lot of, it takes a lot to really push my button, except I can push it pretty well myself, for me, but it's not an excuse to be upset with me, but it takes a lot for me to be upset by what people say or what they do. Because if I retaliate, that's going to go against me. Try to live in peace with everyone. sometimes the hardest ones to live in peace with might be in your own household or in your own family, people that are close. But it says to practice it. This is not a time now to let something get inside of us to rattle us and move us off track, to move us off course. This is the time to take your stand, standing on the Word, standing on the power of the Spirit in you, standing up for everything that's right and good, and don't let anyone talk you out of it, no matter how, like Lorraine was talking about, no matter how bad things are going around us. There are a lot of good things happening too. And my prayer often is, Lord, show me the good things that are happening, because we can all get discouraged at times. But we don't have to stay there as Christians, and that's a really neat thing. We don't have to stay there. That's subject to change in the name of Jesus. So I'll leave that with you. And take it home with you. Read it again and just ask the Lord if maybe there might be some tweaking that the Holy Spirit would like to do in our lives to bring us into alignment with words like this. I have to do that a lot.